Good afternoon, everyone. As Julie said, today is going to be a bit different, so I'm going to split my message in three parts. And in the meantime, we're going to keep worshiping. And as Julie also said, we are starting, I'm just waiting for the PowerPoint there, but we are starting a new series that is mission focused. Going to just reflect on, like, personally, do I have a global mindset? Am I a world-class citizen or Christian? World-class Christian. And then also as a church, what are we doing as a church? Are we thinking globally? What have we been doing? Going to report. And maybe we can foresee other things we can do globally. So today I will focus here on global worship. And you might ask, well, missions and worship, what is the connection here? So that's what I'm going to try to do. Jesus gave us a task, and I'm going to read that task here. It was a commandment. I clearly see it as a task. Jesus said, they asked him about the commandments, and he summarized everything in two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your minds. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Clear. You know, maybe some of you might start thinking, I need some task specific clarification, please. Because this can be vague. Right? There's so much in it. That's why then we have all the letters from Paul and Peter and all the disciples or the apostles who wrote to us to break it down. We need task clarification. But actually, Jesus gave us a bit more detail here. So look at this one. In the same way that you gave, this is Jesus talking to God, his Father. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. Okay, still not very detailed. Then this is what Jesus said after to the disciples. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. All nations. There we go. We're thinking globally. All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So teach others to. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So there you go, more specifics. Actually, I clearly connect this idea with if it's loving our neighbor as myself. Yes, because I'm not comfortable in knowing that people around me are still not saved. I'm not, especially the ones I truly love, starting with my family, extended family, then my close friends. I'm not comfortable. If I love them as I love myself, I'm not comfortable. So I got to do something. Right, and I've got a mission that's very specific. Probably you want this to finish and live with God forever. Very likely, a lot. I want it a lot. Even though, as much as I enjoy life, I want to live with Him. If you want to do it, if you want that to happen fast, look what Jesus said, or faster. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then after, the end will come. So that's why probably there's still certain places where there's still no worship. There's some places where people still didn't hear the good news. So we got to do it. And today, in our days, in the 21st century, that's getting even, like, it's easier and easier. So we ought to do this. This sentence here from John Piper: missions is not the ultimate goal of the church. Worship is. That's the ultimate goal. God made us, created us to worship Him. And then He wants us to talk to others and teach others how to do the same. And that's why we need missions, because of worship. Missions exist because worship doesn't. All right, so you got to think both at a local and at a global scale. So missions are a mean to an end. So what we want is to add worshipers to the kingdom of God, worshipers to the church. We want all countries, all nations of the world to know and to hear about him. We want all nations of the world with a house of worship like we do have. This is a privilege. We can come and worship him. There's so many ways to worship. You don't need to come to the house of God. But it's better if there's a community. Look at this one. Yet a time, just to reinforce the idea that the ultimate goal is worshipers. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. This is our mission, because the Father is seeking for worshipers. So our mission, add up worshipers to the kingdom of God all around the world. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in the spirit and in truth. The Lord is pleased only with the ones who worship him and trust in his love. Do you want to give pleasure to God? Amen. One way of doing that is through music. And we will keep doing that. So I'm going to ask Ore and going to have some African flavor, talking about all nations. So let's worship.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. All right, so today we're taking you back to Africa, the motherland. All right, so I'm going to teach you a phrase we say back at home in Nigeria. It's Yoruba language. It technically means praise the Lord, and the response is hallelujah. So we say, "Eyin Oluwa logo," and you reply, "Ogo." Eyin Oluwa logo.
Ogo.
One more time. Eyin Oluwa logo. Ogo. All right. So we have two songs for you. And the first one has some lyrics from the Igbo language, which is predominantly spoken in Nigeria, but other parts of Africa also speak it. And then the song is titled Imela. Imela means thank you. So Imela, Imela, Okakara means thank you, my great and mighty creator. Imela, Imela is in thank you, my king. So it's basically a song of thanksgiving. And I want you all to understand so that as we sing, you can join us in worship as we thank God. Would also appreciate if you can stand up as we worship together. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
When I think upon your goodness, and your faithful message, I'm convinced to receive, but I'm grateful for your mercy. And I'm grateful for your grace. And because I have come to see. Amen. Who am I to worship you, Lord?
Who am I to worship you?
Yeah. I could not be in your presence. I could sing your song.
I could never sing your song.
Yeah.
The
reason
is not
Let's remain in the spirit of worship. Hallelujah. Worship. We're grateful to be here in your presence. Hallelujah. You are the reason why I lift my hands. Why I lift my hands. While I sing to you, you are the reason I've to live. I am here to sing. It's all because of you. Sir, you are the reason why I lift my hands, why I lift my voice, why I sing to you. You are the reason I'm alive today. I am here to sing. It's all because of you. You are the reason for our life. Let's sing it together, everybody. It's all because of you. One more time. Everybody, let's go. You are the reason why. Let's lift your hands to God and worship him. Lift your hands to him and worship him. That's the only thing to get today. Father, we bless you today. Hallelujah. So you are the reason. For I'm mighty because of me. That's the reason. You are the reason. Hallelujah.
Okay, let's dig deeper a little bit, not too much, but in this concept of worship. So God is looking for worshipers. And yes, music is one way to worship him. But you know, Jesus, we got to worship Jesus for what he did for us. So he accepted and he followed the mission God gave him. And he obeyed. Okay, and because he obeyed, look what God did. God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. The ones who are denying, they will do it. They will do it. It's here. God exalted Jesus. What is our response? What is up to us now? Classic verse. Classic verse. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of this sacrifice, of his mercy, you offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. That's worship. Offer your bodies. It's surrender. That goes beyond music. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. And you know what? It's good, pleasing, and perfect will. You want to experiment his will. Worship him. Offer yourself. There's two key words here. Sacrifice means surrender. I offer my body in sacrifice. Surrender yourself to him if you haven't done so. He has good plans for you. Number two, please God. Please God. But how do I please him? And I know we are a little bit behind, so I'll try to really summarize. This verse says, really find out, we should find out and look diligently what pleases God. And I can tell you that what pleases God when we love him supremely. That's the first commandment. Love him supremely. Trust him. Faith, have faith in him. There's two verses here. It takes pleasure in those that honor him, in those who trust in his love. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Number three, he's pleased when we obey wholeheartedly. Obey him. If you love me, you will obey my commands. That's what Jesus says. You want to please him? Obey. As a father, I love when my kids obey. Not because they're forced to, because they have actually pleasure in it. That's an act of love. And number four, that's what we're doing. We please him, we please God when we praise and thank him continually. It's continually. But here in church, that's what we do in our service. We praise him. We've been praising him in singing. We've been giving him honor, all the honor, because he is worthy. Amen? He's worthy of all our praise. Continually offer God a sacrifice of praise. Here's the difference. It can be with my life, with my attitude. But here, the fruit of my lips that openly profess his name should be active. It's through my lips. I gotta say. It's not only staying quiet there and being, it's also professing the name of Jesus to others. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. So that's the second goal. Give thanksgiving for what he did before, what he has done, and what he's preparing for you. Give thanks to him. All right. You heard this yesterday, right? I'm kind of repeating. Yeah, I know God's, he booked an encounter with you yesterday. You think you did book the encounter, but it was God who booked it for you. And then you met him and you got to know him a bit more. So it's your turn. Let's worship.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time, you know, in Fiji, we say it like this, it's getting better. So we got to sing it again and join with us. God is good. And all the time, it's getting better. Better and better, because every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Don't you agree, church? Yeah. Well, here with you are the youth. We had a grand time with the Father yesterday. We had an encounter with worship and the word. And we believe that, you know, there is something different about the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, there is peace, there is joy, there is freedom, you know, when you worship him. Because the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that is what we want to sing about, we want to testify, and we want to declare this morning with you. This afternoon, sorry, you know, last week, I forgot that I'm in a different time zone. And I was addressing the day as, you know, in the morning. I'm so used to, you know, having church service in the morning back at home. So again, my apologies on that. So we will declare the goodness of the Lord, you know, that the amazing moment of being in the presence of God. And that is what we want to testify this afternoon. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my hand. But my faith in love has led me to this. Holy day, holy day, the ventures he blew for me. Holy day, holy day, and I I find my rest. I find my hope only then. I find my rest only then. I find my peace only then. I find my hope only. I find it everything. I find my rest. I find my peace. I find my hope. I find it everything. One more time. I find my way. Yeah, I find my peace. I find my hope. I'm finding everything I need. Only, only. Love I must see flow for me. Only then, only then, can I find my rest in you. Only then, only then, now thou must be the Lord for me. Only then, can I find my rest. Holy then, holy then, holy then, Lord, thou that thirsty the Lord for me. Holy, holy, and I, amen.
So let's focus more. Like we know that worship, and we often say in church, oh, time to worship, time to praise. Now time for preaching. Now everything is worship. Amen? Everything is worship. We can do it through singing and music. And you know what? I've got a statement here. I'm going to prove it. God loves music. I'm going to prove that statement. I know, because there are some Christians that get into the preaching. And some churches are like, no instruments. Not this instrument, not that, no instruments at all. Now I'm going to try to prove my statement here based on the Bible, not my personal opinion. But moving here, I'll praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord. So we were saying that worship is surrendering and is pleasing the Lord. I'll please the Lord in singing. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And what I like about singing, and that's today we're addressing this globally. One thing I love is, and when we are in an international setting, it's even better. I love playing with my Nigerian friends, playing djembe here, so specific, like from South Korea, from Ghana, from all over the world. I love it. Fiji, right? United States. And it's a privilege to see their hearts, to know their hearts, to know that, because we are all different here. And we all have something. God made us different. We have something different to give, right? And that can be expressed through the rhythm, through the lyrics we write, right? So it's awesome. And I'm longing for that day when we are all acknowledging Jesus face to face and we are worshiping. And we're going to do it through singing for sure, because he loves it. I'm going to prove that to you. Okay, God loves music. The angels worship with music. This one, try to guess who God is talking about, who Ezekiel is here, is writing about. Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden. Who was in Eden? Adam and Eve, God and the snake. Lucifer was there. There you go. He's talking about Lucifer here. God made Lucifer as an angel. Then he rebelled against. And look at how he's being described. Every precious stone was your covering. Then you've got all those precious stones there. But look at the last one. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. So even the instruments, who designed these instruments? I don't know, but it wasn't man, because man hasn't been created here except Adam and Eve. But he was created even before. And it's here. So God created these instruments, this at least the concept of music and instruments. Look at these in Revelations. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but in Revelations, it's going to be, they held harps, giving them by. Oh, if he doesn't like it, why is he giving instruments to the angels? Make sense? God loves music. What about number two? In the Old Testament, some people will argue, that's Old Testament stuff. First, everything is connected. They shouldn't deny any part of the Bible. But I'll go to the New Testament. God asked his nation Israel to worship with music. He gave specific instructions. Look here. David assigned some of the Levites to the chest of God to lead worship. And look, when we worship, we make petition, we give thanks, and we praise the Lord. We talked about this today. Asaph was in charge. Under him were Zechariah, Jael, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, all these hard names here, who played the musical instruments. Asaph was on percussion. Some people say, oh, no drums, no percussion. The priests, Benaiah and Jehaziel, blew the trumpets before the chest of the covenant of God at set times through the day. So it's not once a week. Yeah, it's continually. Look, one more. You might say, ah, this was David's idea. Well, actually, he received instructions from God. And this was later in Chronicles. This was commanded by the Lord through his prophets. It's a command. So God commanded. So if he commands, might be because he likes music. Number three, let's see then. God wants the church. This is the New Testament. The church to worship with music. Kind of triangulating. Angels, Old Testament, and New Testament now. The most important thing, this is Paul saying, the most important thing is that I complete my mission, the work that the Lord Jesus gave me. And you know that Paul traveled around the world to plant churches, planting churches all across Europe and Asia. And he gave specific instructions to the church. Look at this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, singing hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. So we can actually teach and learn while we sing. It's not going to be, oh, there's the preaching coming, now I'm going to learn. We're singing the word of God. It's the lyrics we're singing. Amen? When you are singing, you are learning. We are teaching one another. When you profess the name of Jesus while you're singing, while you're worshiping, you are teaching others. We are all as a community blessing everyone around us and being blessed. That's the purpose of singing in church. And it should be active. It's active. It comes from the heart. Look, more instructions. And last one. Do not get drunk on wine. There's a substitution. Something better than wine. Which this leads to debauchery. Instead of wine, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill yourselves with the Holy Spirit. He's living in you, but are you giving the Holy Spirit space? Are you sensitive to his voice? That's what he's talking about, because he's already living in you. You don't have to invite him all the time. He's there already. It's just you're not giving enough space to him. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that clear from instructions? Sing it from the heart. Sometimes we hear just playing instrumental, no one singing. Sing it. You sing it from the heart. You sing it. It's your song. Pray to him. Yesterday I was saying, if you don't know what to say there, just call the name of Jesus. Sing the name of Jesus. Profess his name. That's worship. That's worship. Amen. We're going to have the last group. I'm looking forward for some Filipina taste.
Yes, it is turned on. So it was quite amazing time for this week. This Sunday, because it's quite amazing because we're all doing worship and wow, the preaching, I don't know, you know. If you don't know how to sing, just like what Ruben said, just lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And that's it. You're already worshiping him. It doesn't need to know that, you know, the songs that you need to know about how you don't know how to sing. You don't know to play instruments. But your heart is already have the passion of desire and passion of desire of worshiping him just by calling his name. Amen. All right. So right now it's quite amazing that we have this kind of songs that we have in our country. And we would like to have them singing with you as well. And some of them are translations. But the thing is that what is important for us is just like before, you know, I mean, we've been here like 6 years, 7 years ago. And the only Filipino that we have before during the time is just, I don't know if you guys know, it's only Kuya Ed. During that Brother Ed, which is one of theirs before this, but after 6 and 7 years, this is what we are. And it's so amazing that we have more and more community of
praise
worshipers
God.
And believers who are also coming from the Philippines. So come on, let's guys, and let's just, you know, have a wonderful worship again. And I know it will not take a lot of your time, but praise the Lord that He's giving us time and opportunity for us to worship Him with all our hearts, with all our minds.
Every child is the Lord of the I'm
Hallelujah. Oh, worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. I go give you all a sign.
Purihin ka, Dios.
Silver strength.